It's currently 5:35 on March the 9th. Call to order the regular meeting of South Whitby Fire EMS Board of Commissioners. First order of business is approval of the agenda.
I so move we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the agenda is approved. Do we have any public input today? No public input. We'll move to the consent agenda. Anything that any of the commissioners want removed from the consent agenda before we vote on it?
I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Next thing, Chief, is member update.
Okay, so we have two new volunteer members to approve here this evening. They're both in the audience. It's Arthur Fleming and Dylan Rogers. And you may recognize Dylan as having been a volunteer and a career firefighter here on the island in the last several years and is returning. Prodigal son returns back to the department. So.
Well, I'd like to welcome both of you to district. I guess we technically need to vote on it.
Yes, sir.
Do we want a single motion? Single motion for both or individually?
I would say individually.
Commissioner Erickson, you want to do the honors for the first?
I will make a motion that we approve Arthur Fleming as a new volunteer for SWIFI.
I'll second that with pride.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dylan?
Dylan Rogers, I'll move that we approve Dylan to come on board.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, while they're conferring about the technology, you folks, my hat's off to you. It's labor of love to the service of the community, the district, and I for one really appreciate you coming forward. So I don't have a hat I can doff to you. So it'll be a virtual hat.
I could give a brief introduction as well. I'd probably be remiss. For Arthur Fleming has been working down here on the south side for some time and comes with a wealth of experience in a variety of different fields, including maritime and construction as well. He used to operate a machine called the Spider, correct? It's like a tractor that doesn't have wheels, but or an excavator with no wheels, but with arms. Like it's, how many legs did it have, Arthur? Okay, so we have a backup equipment operator here as well, so happy to have them both on board. So thanks for coming, stepping up, guys.
Dylan, welcome back. It's been a while. When did you leave?
I retired from Central and
you couldn't stay away from the fire.
Well, welcome back. Moving on, unfinished business. We've got the office, also the administrative assistant job description. Has everyone had a chance to read this?
Commissioner Erickson, do you have a comment before I chime in?
No comments on the policy update.
I reviewed this with Chief Walsh and Chief had a couple of minor questions. He confirmed and answered those concerns I had. And as far as I'm concerned, if Chief Walsh feels this job description will do the job, I'm all in favor.
Okay.
So do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move that the commissioners approve policy. I guess I put my glasses on so I can read. Policy 1007.4.7, office assistant job description. This is a second reading and it's been updated. I move that the board approve that as presented to us.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So Chief, when will that be advertised?
We can, now that this has been approved, we can go forward with advertising immediately. And I've got a timeline laid out that would put us in order with when we want to start that position.
Great.
Okay. when are you hoping to have person on board?
I didn't bring that date. I have it on my calendar, but I believe it was late April. Yeah, it's late April.
Okay, that's good. Moving on, new business, policy 10.18.4.5, captain's qualifications. These have been updated. Chief, do you want to give us a sort of quick?
Yeah. Definitely. So the captain's qualifications, you'll see in the red line copy that I provided, there were some minor changes to it, changing captain, comma, fire to fire captain, just to make it a little bit more readable. The main change in this policy is something that was brought up actually by the chair, is we do have a couple of captains who did not strictly meet the job requirements listed here, one of which is the emergency medical technician. Those are both people who have been captains and been on with the department for many, many years. So we have kind of a couple of different options. One would be to not be in compliance with our policies, which we obviously don't want to do. And the other would be to not have them be captains any longer. And then the other would be to change the policy. I think ultimately in the long term, that is a qualification we will want in the policy. But for now, I think this is the best path forward.
Any questions from commissioners?
I think it's a reasonable solution to the situation.
Yeah, I don't think we should have policies that we're not complying with. So do I have a motion to approve for the first reading?
No, I make a motion.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of the fire captain policy update 1007.4.8.
Yeah, I'll second the motion to approve the captain's qualifications.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is policy 1023, the awards. This has been updated and this is first reading. Any comments, Chief, that you want to?
So the comment I'll make is that we put together an awards committee as spelled out in the policy, and that awards committee this year really wanted to take a look at the policy itself and how we handle awards and review that. And they did so, and they've been doing a really great job. In addition to, you know, all the other tasks involved with running the awards committee. And I have asked actually Lieutenant Kalahiki to be available here tonight. She's on shift anyway. She didn't really have a choice. she has been working along with Chief Beck and Captain Gideon and some other folks in that committee. And so she would be available if there's anything specific, or Lieutenant Kalahiki, anything you would like to add to that. And you can use the mic if you'd like. Actually, we need you to if you're going to speak.
Nothing to add on this. It's been a long process, but we worked through it. I'm here if you have questions.
So what was the thought of your committee, what you wanted to accomplish?
There was a few contradicting things in here that we wanted, of course, spelling errors and grammatical errors. Part of what we wanted to do was get rid of some of the awards that we've never given out. The other part was to make it known, instead of waiting 15 years to give plaques out, to honor the people that are here 5 and 10 years.
Oh, I think that's laudable. So you got rid of the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer Award?
We did, unfortunately.
Any questions, commissioners? In that case, do I have a motion to approve policy 1023, awards updated, first reading?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So passed. Next thing on the agenda is timeline for 2023 projects. Chief, you want to give us a briefing on this one?
Sure. So this is a very basic timeline of our large projects for 2023, which we've been discussing. This includes the capital facilities plan, standard of cover, and we have a WSRB, or State Ratings Bureau, State Ratings Insurance Bureau survey coming up at the end of this year. Another item that we have in here is the long-term financial plan. We had a chief's retreat at the beginning of the year here, and we kind of laid out a timeline for these projects for the year. If you look at quarter one, we've got the capital facilities plan template and standard of cover template and data. So that's going to be basically the format that we would use for our capital facilities plan and the format that we plan to use for our standard of cover. And I would say the format that we're going to use for the data. We'll have some of it by the end of this month, but not all the data. So then looking at that and the regular commissioners meeting in April, I'll be able to present those two items to the board. In quarter two, we'll put together a work group for the WSRB and have our first progress check meeting in the second quarter. And then we'll also put together the capital facilities plan teams and plan out the meetings for those. What I anticipate doing, and of course we'll work with the board on this for the capital facilities planning and standard of cover plan, is to establish some work groups to include people from all levels of the organization, from the commissioners down, and help us to plan out the future of SWFE for the next 10 years is really what these plans will look at. And then in quarter three, we'll have another pre-survey meeting. Our meeting with WSRB is going to be in September. And then we'll hope to have a complete capital facilities plan at that time. Quarter four, we would hope to have, and possibly earlier, but the long-term financial plan complete and the standard of cover complete. And of course, the importance of the standard of cover and the long-term financial plan is, in particular, the standard of cover helps inform us as to the best path forward by taking a deeper look at where we need to place resources. And then the long-term financial plan helps inform us how are we going to do that financially. So I would open that up to any other questions. And then, you know, obviously we can, this is a flexible document. So.
Well, I think this looks pretty realistic. You know, I think we can get through this in the time frame.
Now, a question, Chief, about the what do you do to prepare for the WSRB? Because you've got this various, they're in various quarters, but what do we do to get ready for that?
So to prepare for the Ratings Bureau rating, there's only so much we can do to affect our insurance rating at this point. This is something that you have to work on over years. However, we can present the best possible face to the WSRB, and it helps us to know where to focus our resources. There are ways to tell our story through data that we could certainly plan for and be prepared for with WSRB. Most of what they do is driven by data and what sort of facilities that you have. And the data that I'm talking about is they're looking at how many responders do we have assigned to stations? How are we turning out to calls? They're also looking at where are our stations located. They're looking at our apparatus. They're looking at how many fire safety inspections are we performing per year? How many pre-fire plans do we have for our commercial occupancies in the district? So some of those things we will be able to impact in these months to come. And I think the fire prevention side of the house, which is what Chief Nye is focusing on, is where we have the greatest room for improvement right now.
Okay, thank you.
I think too, this will help us to prepare the long range program, because it's going to show what we can do to get ratings changed going forward. So I think it'll give us a pretty good idea of what sort of bang for the buck we can get with our capital.
So maybe in terms of a long range plan or a strategic plan, to have some goals or a goal to do what we can to improve the WSRB rating. Because if it's there, then it becomes part of the document for as the district moves forward on. I mean, that's a long-term goal, but the tactics to reach that might affect what staff does year after year.
Yeah, and we do have it in our strategic plan as well.
Right. Yep. Right.
Yeah, it's going to very much drive both the standard of coverage and the long-term financial plan. So that takes care of new business. Any announcements? Next one is comments from the commissioners. Commissioner Erickson, could you give us a bit of an update on the budget audit at ICOM?
Sure. So there were a couple of findings that the state audit had for ICOM, and the specific one that I was requested to go over was the BARS manual adherence. So there are we get a financial report every month on where ICOM's budget stands, but in how they reported their budgeting, the audit found that there were some discrepancies. So they had some pluses and minuses that one didn't provide kind of the transparency that we should get for as the board of directors. It's a technicality that one of the reasons they cited was because they've had a number of a bit of turnover in their staff. So it amounted to anywhere between tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars being misreported. And so moving forward, they're going to follow the FAR's manual requirements so that these budgetary line items will be accurate. So this was for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. It wasn't an intentional discrepancy in the reporting, but moving forward, it's going to help. I know that we've at Swiffy gone through a number of different ways of how we present our finances, and for ICON, I think it's good that they've had an audit in terms of making sure that how we present, how the finances are presented are accurate and transparent. So it was some of the data points included how people were compensated for time off. Let's see. I'm just looking at the report right now. I know Commissioner Towers, you had a chance to also look over, and I don't know if you want to add any of your insights for what you read through.
No, I think you covered it pretty thoroughly.
Okay. And otherwise, they're looking at their 2023 budget, and I think it's also worth noting that in terms of covering general expenses as well as salary, as they negotiate with the guild for their future contract, they are considering when they may ask through a levy for additional funding for ICOM.
Are they expecting to ask for additional funding in the near future?
It's under consideration. They're still making that determination.
Thanks very much. Just mm-hmm. covered that. Noble, anything?
Yes, a couple short things. Commend staff for the landscaping on the front of this facility. It definitely spruces it up. So. It adds a lot to the appearance. So good job for getting that forward, and whoever was contractors, I'd like to have them come and help me. And then I just to let people know that Chairman Towers is going to be showing his stuff on Sunday with the stair climb, and I wish him a good luck. And Chief, are you going to be doing that too? And the Chief, good luck. And anybody else? Okay. The lieutenant's going to be there. And who else? Do we have just that gruesome threesome? Or do we have some others?
We have, you're saying 10 altogether? Yeah.
All right.
10 altogether.
So we need to, when it's all said and done, we need to get their times and do a little press release. And
we're looking for bottle changers if anybody needs... want something to do on Sunday.
Well, we can't do champagne on 36, but we'll get some Martinelli's alcohol free cider, and we'll toast you all. But no, it's a besides doing the job or doing the volunteer, it's good for the district, but most importantly, good for the Leukemia Society. So again, my hat can't come off because it isn't there, but it will be on Sunday.
Okay, don't think we have any need for an executive session this month. So I think that brings us to conclusion.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
I do.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
this may be close to a new record.
It's definitely a record.
Yeah, I think, what do we got, about 15, 18 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.